96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you watching your money? Is it doing right now what it needs to do to make sure that your future is financially secure? Well, tonight, if you say no to that question or you're not sure, you need to pay attention. We're talking about investing, stocks, and creative savings. My guests are Ivory Johnson, financial planning expert and founder of Delancey Wealth Management. We'll also be joined later by Muriel Garr, co-host of Beyond the Bling on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. If you have any questions about your retirement, whether you're talking about 401ks, your IRA, 403bs, your piggy bank, your kid's piggy bank for that matter, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Ivory, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about some basic things right now. There's a lot happening on the stock market. There are people that are right now opening up their 401ks and their other retirement accounts, and they're going, whoa, where did all of this money come from? Why are we seeing this huge jump in investments? What's happening?
In the wake of the Trump victory, the market assumed that his policies would be, you know, lowering taxes, corporate tax reform, and that that would be good for the market. So what you're seeing is the euphoria of we have somebody in office now who's good for business, mm-hmm. And that we're going to see some growth. That's the first part. The second part is if you think about some of the metrics that would show economic growth, it was actually decelerating. And by that, I mean metrics. It's durable goods, consumer confidence, GDP, on a rate of change basis. So if you go from 10 to 12 to 14, you're going from great to good, which is bad. So all these numbers were depreciating. Now you're starting to see these numbers return. So GDP growth was 1.96% on a year-over-year basis.
And when you say GDP, what do you mean by that?
The gross domestic product, all the things that people are buying. So durable good orders, all these metrics that I just mentioned, consumer price index, consumer confidence, they're all starting to, on a rate of change basis, increase. So you have two things happening at the same time, which is business thinks that Trump is going to lower their taxes, that there's going to be economic growth from the infrastructure projects that he's talking about. How he gets them through Congress is a different story. But the other side is some of the economic growth we're starting to see that's been pollinated from previous policies is now starting to take hold.
So for the folks who were in it, it seems to be, at least right now, it seems to be a good thing. But what do you tell people who say to you that I need all of my money now and that I'm not going to do any kind of investing? I will do it later, whether it's a 401k, 403b, IRA, Roth IRA. We'll talk about all of those things in a bit. But what do you tell people about their money when you're looking at retirement?
Well, if you think about retirement, the rules of thumb are if you take out 5% of a portfolio over 30 years, you have a 35% chance of running out of money, right? So when as you start to identify what do I need to be able to retire, if you want to spend $5,000 a month, which is $60,000 a year, you need to, have an instrument whereby taking out 5% will net you that, that's a lot of money. Right. I mean, that's $1.2 million just to get that $60,000, and everybody does not have that. So if you don't put money in things that will grow, because when you start talking about putting your plan together, there's a couple of components. There's growing it and there's protecting it. So protecting it, what do you mean by that? You lose your wealth five ways: taxes, divorce, lawsuits, health care, and doing something stupid. Right. So I can't help anybody with the latter.
Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of folks out there that do some pretty dumb things with their money.
Correct.
Sometimes they know it and sometimes they don't.
They know, but you mentioned the retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
If you make $100,000 and you put $10,000 into your 401k or your 403b, you then only get taxed on $90,000. And that money grows tax deferred. Tax deferred means you don't pay the capital gains now. You don't pay them. You don't pay taxes until you pull money out of the retirement account. So this is a way to protect your assets. In addition to that, you can also grow them. Mm-hmm. All the things that we buy on a daily basis, that's a stock, more times than not. So you can buy things that you use, you can grow your assets, and by putting them in retirement accounts, you can protect them as well so that when you leave the workforce, you have assets to draw from.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money tonight. Is your money doing what it needs to do now so that you have a financially secure future? If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. We have some advice for you tonight. So how does one get started? You have a lot of people out there, Ivory, that are kind of living paycheck to paycheck and trying to figure out, how to save for retirement. People that are perhaps even, that are pretty young, in their 30s, for example. What do they do?
Well, I think that the first thing you want to do is identify, what does money mean to me? I mean, money's very emotional. Some people, it gives them security. Some people, it gives them options. Other people, it makes them anxious. We know people who don't open up the envelopes, for example. And that's why you have people who maybe they grew up poor and they spend money to show that they're not poor. Other people grew up poor and they don't make any decisions because they're afraid of going back to being poor. So that's the first step. The next step, put a plan together. I mean, if you imagine going on vacation and you're driving real fast and your wife says, well, where are we going? And you say, well, I don't know where we're going, but we're making great time. That doesn't do you any good. So you want to put together a plan, like I mentioned. How do you protect the assets and how do you grow the assets? You generally can grow the assets depending on your suitability, your risk, your tolerance for risk, your time horizon. Do you need the money next week or next year? But two essential ways of doing it is real estate and of course, investing in the stock market. And the third thing I'd add is, if I wanted to be an athlete, I would ask the athletes, well, what do you do to be good? What habits do you have that make you better than the average athlete? What do wealthy people do, right? So wealthy people live within their means. Wealthy people don't buy new cars. Half of wealthy millionaires have never bought a new car. You lose 30% when you drive off the lot. What do they spend their money on? On education, on tax advice. They spend money on investment advice, right? That's what they spend their money on. And more times than not, they have real estate. And why would you want real estate? Well, if you think about it, you get out of school, right? You have to live someplace. Mm-hmm. If you own it and then you leave that house, you can then rent it, right? So now you buy your second house. Well, in 30 years, that house is paid off. Now you have inflation-adjusted pension and you've been able to depreciate that asset. So then you combine the income from property with the income that you draw from your assets, both of which are tax-advantaged. You can depreciate property. If you have a cost basis of $250,000, you can depreciate it, get a $9,000 deduction every year. So you combine those two dynamics where you're saving money in taxes and buying an asset that over time has the potential to appreciate, and you can see where you can start to create wealth.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about your money tonight. What are you doing now to make sure that you are financially secure way down the road? Monica, calling from Lanham, my hometown. Hey, Monica, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
So my question is, I'm a single mom who's pretty close to living paycheck to paycheck. I opened up a Roth IRA with my tax money. But outside of that, I really don't have the funds to continue to make those deposits. So what do you suggest? I don't live beyond my means, but it's difficult for me to find the pennies to put away.
Before you even talk about that, give me the short definition of a Roth IRA compared to a normal IRA.
Okay, so a normal IRA account, you put up to $5,500, unless you're 50 years old or older, and you can put an extra $1,000 in. That money grows tax deferred. When you pull it out, all the gains are taxable to you. If you're below a certain income, you can deduct it, right? So if you have a 401k, you can roll that into an IRA account. pay no taxes. Again, gross tax deferred. When you pull the money out, it's taxable. The Roth IRA doesn't allow you any deductions. So that $5,500 that you put into that Roth IRA, there's no deduction. You're putting after-tax money in there, but that money grows tax-deferred. When you pull it out, it's tax-free. We have 70 million baby boomers. Mm-hmm. They all want their Social Security, and they all want their Medicare. Our taxes going up or down, right? So that's the reason, the rationale behind a Roth IRA.
So what should she do if she's contributing to the Roth, but she's looking for other options?
Well, you know, I remember a poet one time saying that, you know, people told him he needs to do a better job managing his money. And he said, I need more money to manage. Right. So this is a real dynamic where after you add everything up, it is what it is. So the first thing I would tell people is get a budget, and just because sometimes you don't know what you spend your money on. I look at the year end statements. Right. So I looked at my statements one year and you know, bought a stove the next day, double oven. I was like, okay, I'm going to start cooking. Mm-hmm. So it's the Starbucks. It's the little things that you don't think about. It's making lunch. And so once you start identifying what things are important, is Starbucks coffee more important than the Roth IRA? And then you can start to, you know, prioritize where you spend your assets. The first thing I'd do, though, is I'd put together a budget and I'd track it. I would track it.
Okay. Monica, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We have advice for you about your retirement accounts. What are you doing now to make sure that you are secure in the future? If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a question about stocks, if you have a question about investing, about IRAs, your 403Bs, your savings accounts, what to do, what not to do. What if you have $1,000? What if you get an inheritance? Before you go to the casino, you want to listen to this conversation. Lines are open. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have problems getting through, please keep trying. I promise we will get all of your phone calls on the air. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More conversation about your money in just a moment. Stay with us.